Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹午安。
There's a long distance between this and your seat.
在这个地方好像我觉得与你们距离挺远。
And I don't like the long distance.
我不喜欢这样挺远的距离。
But if you work with the Lord today,
但是如果你们今天与主同行的话
then the distance will get shorter and shorter. Amen?
但是我们之间的距离就会越来越短。
It is my privilege to come for the first time today.
今天我是第一次来，我感到很荣幸。
Thank you very much for the invitation.
我们谢谢你们邀请我。
And I don't quite know how you do things here, so if I make a mistake, I'm sure you will forgive me, yes?
是的。Yeah. 他说我们不清楚你们的日程，如果有什么地方不对的话，请指出。
And my brother has never translated for me.
我也第一次来给他翻译。
So be very gracious to him.
大家要对我有包容。
And if you don't want to be gracious, you come up and help translate.
不然的话，你们就上来翻译。
The power today is in the Word of God.
今天我们讲到的力量是在神的话语里。
If we take anything away today, it will be because the Word of God has spoken to us.
如果我们今天能够带回家的话，那就是神透过他的话语给我们的能力。
And as the Spirit comes and takes the Word of God, He can bring it to our minds, our hearts, and right into our daily lives.
圣灵透过神的话语，把他的力量带给我们每日的生活。
So I would like you, this is probably the most important part, I'd like you to stand, please.
让我们大家一起起立。
Out of respect for the Word of God,
我们对神的话语怀着一颗敬畏的心。
We're going to read together the English words, or those of you who will read the English, and then you're going to come back with the Chinese, with the Mandarin, please.
让我们一起先用英文来读，然后我们用中文来读神的话语。
So let me start the reading. Join me if you want to join in English. It's Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, 1, and it's on the back of your brochure program.
在我们的周报后面印着中英文的经文。
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark to within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make it lower and upper and middle decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. And the Lord then said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Okay, Mandarin.
让我们一起来读中文。创世纪六章五节，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅夫。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见世败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300肘，宽50肘，高30肘，方舟上边要留透光处，高1肘，方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下3层。看哪、啊，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下。凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一不死。我却要与你立约，你同你的妻与儿子儿媳妇都要进入方舟。凡有血肉的活物，每样2个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样2个，要到你那里，好保全生命。你要拿各样食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。耶和华对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这时代中，我见你在我面前是义人。
Brothers and sisters, before you sit down, would you say the title of the sermon today? Hooray, I obeyed. Say it in Mandarin.
好棒啊，我听话了。
There's joy in obeying. Good. Please sit down. 请坐。
在顺服中，我们有喜乐。
Brothers, how many parents do I have here with children that they're still trying to teach obedience, how to obey?
我们当中有多少父母在教孩子顺服呢？请大家举手。
Do I have any grandparents here who are watching their grandchildren grow and the grandparents are also hoping to have the children obey?
我们有没有爷爷奶奶在这里教他们的孙子孙女顺服？
Well, when we meet with my grandson Joshua,
当我和我的孙子约书亚在一起的时候，
part of his training is to learn how language works and also to learn how to obey.
我有时候教他怎么说话，更多的时候是教他怎么顺服。
Joshua is 3.5 years old and we see him once a week.
约书亚是3岁半，我大概每个星期见他一次。
And this is the little book I've been reading to him every so often. If we could have that picture up.
这是一本书我经常读给他听。
Yes. It says this. Mommy asked me to use a happy voice. Hooray, I obeyed.
这本书上写到，妈妈让我用一个很喜乐的声音说，好棒啊，我顺服了。
And the next one says, Daddy asked me to bring in my ball from outside. Hooray, I obeyed.
这里又说到，爸爸让我把外面的球拿回到家里，我说好棒啊，我听从了。
And then the next one says, My aunt asked me to share a toy with my cousin. Hooray, I obeyed.
我的姑姑让我 把玩具和另一个朋友分享，我说好棒啊，我服从了。
And the fourth is my teacher asked me to listen quietly to the story. Hooray, I obeyed.
我的老师让我能安静地听他讲故事，我说好棒啊，我听从了。
The last one says my grandma asked me to wash my hands before lunch. Hooray, I obeyed.
我的祖母让我在吃饭之前洗手，我说好棒啊，我听从了。
And so the simple prayer at the end of this simple story is, Dear Jesus, help me to obey today.
这本书最后教一个非常简单的一个祷告，是说耶稣帮助我，让我能够顺服。
A small book with a very powerful long life lesson and commandment to obey.
小小的一本书，但是有给人一生的一个功课，也顺服的功课。
We know in life that learning to obey is going to be important all the way through our entire lives.
我们知道在我们基督徒的一生中，顺服是一个很一个非常重要的功课。
And in the Bible you see many accounts of people and nations who either obey God or suffer from their disobedience.
圣经里记载很多关于人和国家顺服神或者不顺服神被管教的例子。
And Noah in Genesis is one of the earliest accounts of how to obey and the blessings that will follow.
圣经中的在创世纪中挪亚的故事是一个最早有关顺服得祝福的一个故事。
I met a Noah today. He's in the third seat back here.
我们这里有一个挪亚在第三排。
And I told him he's going to hear his name a lot today.
我跟他说今天你会经常听到你的名字。
And so on your bulletin you have the first point, the first bullet point, that God commands obedience in his people relationships.
我们在周报上面我们能看到今天的第一个重点是我们要谈的，神要人顺服他。
Brothers and sisters, God commands obedience from people.
我们知道神是要人来顺服。
He doesn't suggest obedience.
他不是说建议我们要顺服。
He commands because he knows if people obey, they will have peace with him and their relationship will be strong and growing.
他是要求我们顺服，因为这样我们才能与神的关系密切，他们的生命才能充满力量。
So we remember Adam and Eve in Genesis 2:16 through 17. They received God's commandment.
我们在创世纪二章十六到十七节里，亚当夏娃听到神的吩咐。
And the commandment was not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All the other they could eat from.
神是这样对他们说，分别善恶树上的果子你们不可吃，其他树上的果子都可以吃。
And when they chose to disobey,
当他们选择不顺服神的时候，
that nature,That sin nature,
他们的这种罪性
began spreading through all the people of the entire earth.
就扩散到当时的全地。
The disobedience got so bad, that God was sorry that he created people.
他们当时人的不顺服是这样的败坏。甚至神耶和华都后悔造人在地上。
The disobedience was so bad that he decided he was going to stop it and eliminate all people.
神要将地上的人和一切生物都灭除。
But you know the story, Igaren, there was one person on the entire earth who pleased God and obeyed him.
当时只有一个人顺服神。得神的喜悦。
Only one.
只有一个。
And Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
那就是挪亚，他在耶和华面前蒙恩。
One translation says, but Noah was different. God liked what he saw in Noah.
另外有一个版本的翻译是说，只有挪亚与众不同，神喜悦挪亚。
So what did God like that he saw in Noah?
那么挪亚什么样的品质让神讨神的喜悦呢？
Genesis 6:9 told us he was a righteous man.
在创世纪六章九节里说挪亚是个义人。
He was blameless among the people of his time.
在当时的时代是个完全人。
And he walked with God.
挪亚与神同行。
He put God first.
他是把神放在第一位。
He was not violent.
他不做强暴的事。
He was not thinking evil continuously.
他不终日思想罪恶的事。
He wasn't just taking care of himself, he was helping others.
他不是只顾自己家人。
And he made it his highest goal to listen to God and to obey him.
他把听神和服从神作为生命中最高的一个目标。
And so when God gave him this commandment to build this ark,
当神吩咐挪亚造这个方舟的时候，
Genesis 6:22 says Noah did everything just as God had commanded him.
创世纪六章二十二节说到，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
Noah is a true follower of God and not just a fan of God.
挪亚是真正的跟随神，不是粉丝。
And by obeying God and building that ark, Noah condemned the world.
透过顺服神造方舟，挪亚在谴责当时的世界。
Because the way he lived contrasted sharply with the way that everyone else was living at that time.
因为他的顺服的行为与当时人不顺服的行为有造成鲜明的对比。
Brothers and sisters, picture this, that the earth had become so evil.
大家想象一下，当时的时代是充满了罪恶。
That the people's minds were becoming increasingly impure and violent.
当时人的思想变得不纯洁，而且充满了暴力。
There was no evidence that people thought about God.
那里没有任何证据说人在寻求神。
People were not thankful for his creation and his provisions.
人对神的供应和创造都没有感激之心。
And they didn't desire to love him and to follow him.
他们也没有任何愿望来跟随神，来爱神。
That's a very sad story, but always, always, there's always a remnant. Someone, some group who still love God and always shine out.
但是在即便在这种情况下，还是有一些人，一小群人来跟随主。
So, to rescue Noah and his family,
神来拯救挪亚和他的家人。
Noah would build an ark that was 450 feet long.
挪亚会造一个船，那个船的话就是有450尺长。
Brothers, picture this. It's a football field and another half, so it's a football field and a half, 450 feet long.
相当于一个半足球场那么长。
75 feet wide.
有75尺那么宽。
Three decks.
有三层。
And 45 feet high.
有40尺高。
So picture this. Every sound that comes from Noah's ark.
挪亚造方舟的每一个声音。
His hammering.
他在敲打。
His cutting wood.
他在锯木头。
His putting on waterproof preserver.
他在浇那些沥青来防水。
His measuring, his install. All the sounds that are coming out from the ark.
他在测量，在安装，这些所有的声音都从造方舟里传了出去。
And every sound is a warning from God that he is coming with judgment.
每一个声音都是神在警告世人，他的审判就要到来。
Brothers and sisters, it was also a daily visual reminder that God was at work and coming.
这个方舟实际上每天都在提醒周围的人，神在做工，神的审判就要到来。
So if Noah was your neighbor,
如果挪亚是我们的邻居，
and you had friends over and you were barbecuing，
如果你请朋友们来家里来有聚会，
and you looked over the fence，
你们看过去，
and you saw him building what looked like a boat，
你看挪亚好像在造一艘大船，
you would see him doing this and hammering and sawing day after day after day，
你看他一天一天的都在造这个船。
And there was plenty of time for him to work.
他工作了很长很长时间。
And the neighbors had a very long time and a very long look at what he was doing.
作为挪亚的邻居，周围的人，他们有足够多的时间来看到方舟。
If you're barbecuing for your friends and you see him building, you can say over the fence to him,What in the world are you building?
你们和你的朋友可能会问挪亚，你到底在做什么？
Or you could start laughing at him.
或者你们可能在嘲笑他。
You might even say, "Are you nuts?"
你是不是疯了？
So you could have different responses.
所以你可能有不同的反应。
But if you're the neighbor and you ignore what he's doing,
但是你们如果忽视。挪亚所做的事
Eventually it will prove fatal.
的结果是致命的。
Now, the sounds that you're picturing Noah doing,
你们脑子里能想象挪亚发出来的这种声音。
The Bible says there are also some other sounds.
圣经里也记载还有很多其他的声音。
2 Peter 2:5 says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
在彼得后书里记载说挪亚是当时代唯一的声音在传神的义。
He was a herald of righteousness.
他是义的宣告者。
He was the solo voice that cried out for righteousness.
他是当时代唯一的声音在传神的义。
And so what he was calling out and speaking and saying was that we need to walk in line with God and in obedience.
他就是在呼求，在警告人，让人能够转向神。
A herald is an official bearer, a public announcer of important news.
这个宣告者实际上是官方委派的一个人到公共场所宣告重要的事情。
So while he's building, he's also telling and proclaiming and warning people.
所以当挪亚在造船的时候他实际上在宣告大声疾呼警告。
Does that sound like John the Baptist as a prophet?
这个大家有没有想到挺像那个施洗约翰
saying repent for the kingdom of heaven is near.
在旷野里大声说道天国近了你们应当悔改。
Doesn't he sound like a voice of one calling in the desert?
挪亚是不是像施洗约翰在旷野里大声喊
Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths.
预备主的道，修直他的路。
Brothers and sisters, let me. How many of you know that God has great patience?
我们大家有没有知道神的宽容，神的耐心是神是非常宽容的。
1 Peter 3:20 says that God waited patiently.In the days of Noah, while the ark was being built.
在彼得前书里边说到，就是在挪亚预备方舟的时候，神宽容等待。
He was waiting patiently because we know he is not willing that anyone should perish.
我们知道神的宽容是因为他不想一个人沉沦。
He was waiting patiently.To give people time to turn the direction of their lives from disobedience over to obedience.
他是等待人在悔改，把人的生命朝向神。
God's patience here has a deadline.
但是我们知道神的宽容是有时间性的。
And finally, when Noah finished that ark,
当挪亚把方舟造好了以后
，and the animals came to him.
所有的动物一对一对的来到了方舟里。
He didn't chase them around to try to find them. The word of God says they came to him.
圣经里记载说这些动物都是来到他的面前。
And he loaded the ark with pairs of them.
他把这些动物一对一对的就放到方舟里。
God's patience has a deadline.
我们知道神的宽容是个有个截止日期。
And God shut Noah and his seven member family safely into the ark.
神把挪亚和他的七个家人都放在安全的方舟里。
Brothers and sisters, picture this now. Picture this. As the rain fell and the waters rose,
让我们大家来想象，当时开始下大雨了，水位上涨。
Imagine the sounds of the drowning neighbors.
我们想象听到周围我们邻居快要淹死的呼喊的声音。
Maybe imagine the people pounding on the ark on the walls to let me in.
我们也许听到外面有人使劲敲打方舟，说让我进来。
Imagine the animals who couldn't swim very well. Imagine their sounds as they started drowning.
我们也可以想象很多动物不会游泳，它们挣扎哀嚎的声音。
No more time and no more warnings.
再也没有机会了，再也没有警告了。
So we see what God is displeased with, but he is pleased with Noah, and he blesses Noah, and he saves his family.
我们知道神悦纳挪亚，救了挪亚一家。
What was the first thing that Noah did after he got out of the ark after a long number of days of flooding?
洪水很长时间退过以后，挪亚做的第一件事是什么？
The first thing he did was to build an altar to thank God and to worship him for saving them.
挪亚做的第一件事就是筑一个祭坛来敬拜和感谢神。
I don't think Noah ever forgot the sounds of the drowning people and the drowning animals out there.
我想挪亚也许永远不会忘记人和动物在水里挣扎哀嚎的声音。
Maybe Noah felt guilty that he was a survivor.
也许挪亚内疚自己还活着。
Maybe he felt guilty because he didn't try harder to warn people.
他内疚也许是他觉得自己更应该努力来劝这些人。
I don't know, but it raises some questions for us to ask as God's people today.
这些都是让我们作为神的子民我们需要问的问题。
Are we listening carefully to God to recognize what he is doing in this world?
我们要问的问题是，我们有没有用心的听神的声音，明白他在现今世上的作为呢？
Are we paying attention to his warnings for us to obey him and to live appropriately?
我们对神要我们顺服的警告有没有留意呢？
Are we seeing what God is doing so we can help develop that work that he is bringing about?
我们有没有看到神的作为，愿意不愿意顺服神，被神塑造，被神所用呢？
And are we learning to reach out to those beyond us and around us?
我们愿意不愿意去关怀周围那些人？
Those who are separated from God at this time.
那些与神隔绝的人。
And so the Bible teaches us total surrender to God.
圣经要教导我们要完全降服。
And fully following Jesus as a teachable learner.
让我们能够效法主耶稣。
Okay, now brothers, how many of you believe that you are practical people?
我们有多少人相信自己是很现实的人？
I know that when we lived in China and as we got to know Chinese people, they would often ask very practical questions.
我知道我在中国的时候，中国人喜欢问很现实的问题。
Like, 多少钱？
他们经常会问这个东西有多少钱。
They'd ask our boys, 你几岁了？
他问我们的孩子，你多大了？
They'd ask very direct questions.
他们都是问很直接的问题。
Because we saw the Chinese people as very practical.
所以我们认为中国人都很现实。
If it doesn't work, why do you do it?
如果这个事情没有用，你为什么还要做？
And that was refreshing.
对我来说，我觉得很新奇。
Now on the next point, point number two, important results of Noah's obedience.
我们下面的要谈的一点是挪亚顺服神的结果。
What was in this practically for Noah to obey? What's in it for him?
那么挪亚做这些事到底有什么益处呢？
Here's the first one. Noah experienced the joy of pleasing God.
我们要谈的第一点是挪亚经历了讨神喜悦的这种喜乐。
Noah can honestly say, Hooray, I obeyed God.
挪亚可以真正的在说真棒我顺服神了。
And this is probably the core value of obeying God, that it pleases Him.
这种喜乐是顺服神的一个最重要的一个益处。
Practical, God delivers Noah and his family from a certain watery death.
神拯救挪亚和他一家不被洪水淹没。
You'll notice it was only Noah that pleased God. It doesn't say his family pleased him.
我们知道圣经里说是挪亚讨神的喜悦，没有说他的家人。
So I know from this that if I please God, it looks like God looks upon favor, especially on my family, but they still have to walk responsibly to him, before him.
尽管作为家里的一个主要的成员能讨神喜悦，但是家里的每一个人其实都要与神同行。
Practical results of obeying.
所以这就是顺服神的一个很现实的一个益处。
The neighbors are warned that God's judgment is coming.
挪亚周围的人实际上被提醒说神的审判将要来临。
Practical results. God blesses Noah with his presence.
而且神祝福挪亚 用他的同在。
His protection.
他的保护。
His provisions of food and shelter when everybody else had nothing.
他的供应当其他人什么都没有的时候。
And God establishes a lasting covenant with Noah.
神还与挪亚立了一个永恒的约。
People create contracts.
人是可以做合同。
Only God can create an indestructible covenant.
只有神能做永恒的约。
And so only God can fulfill his part of the covenant.
但凡神立的约，神一定会完成他的承诺。
People sometimes break their contracts.
我们知道人很多时候不遵守合约。
But God never breaks a covenant that he establishes.
但是神从来不违背他立的约。
So when we see a rainbow,
当我们看到彩虹的时候，
that is a practical sign,
我们就看到一个记号，
from God that he will never break,
神就会永远神会不违背他的约。
That he will never destroy the earth again, earth's people with water.
神承诺说他不再用水毁灭地上的生命。
Noah also proves his love for God by the way that he obeys.
挪亚用对神的顺服来证明他对神的爱。
Jesus said in John 14:15, If you love me, you will obey what I command.
约翰福音14:15里耶稣说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
You can prove your love. We can prove our love by obeying.
我们能够证明爱神是通过我们通过我们的顺服。
I could say to my wife who is here today,
我可以对我的太太她今天在这里。
Dear, I love you.
我说亲爱的我爱你。
But I don't want to take the garbage out today.
但是我不想把出去扔垃圾。
I love you, but I'm too tired.
但是我爱你，但是我今天很累。
Or I love you, but I don't want to pay the mortgage this month.
我很累，我今天我不想来付这个月的房。
If I do that often enough, my wife's going to wonder, when am I ever going to prove my love?
如果我经常这样做的话，我的太太会在想，到底我爱她的证据在哪里？
Jesus says, if you love me,
耶稣说，你们若爱我，
you can show me that,
你就可以把它显示出来，
by obeying what I command you.
通过你遵守我的命令。
Don't just talk,
不单单是用嘴，
Show me.
要用你的行动。
In Hawaiian, we call it waha nui.
在夏威夷，他们说是叫 waha nui.
Big mouth.
说是你的大嘴。
All words.
很会说。
No action.
没有行动。
And Noah proved his love not by just building an ark, but by obeying God regularly.
挪亚证明他对神的爱，不单单他是造了方舟，而且他是每天都在顺服神。
And God liked what he saw in Noah's life.
神喜悦挪亚。
Easy question, does God like what he sees in our life?
所以今天的问题是说，神是不是喜悦我们？
Well, not every single thing maybe.
不是说每一件小事情。
But the direction our life is going, does he like what he sees in the direction that we're going?
但是我们生命要走的那个方向是不是他喜悦？
Okay, the third point on your bulletin is that obeying God is a daily commitment for an entire life.
我们今天要学习的另一个重点就是要天天顺服神，一辈子顺服神。
I can remember the first time I heard the phrase, man man lai.
我第一次听到中文慢慢来。
And apparently they were saying step by step, slow by slow, but the idea is you keep doing this regularly for a very long time and you're going to have a good result if it's a good action.
他本来意思好像说是慢慢的来，但其实是一步一步的去做。
So Luke 9:23 reminds us as God's people.
在路加福音九章二十三节。
This is brilliant and it is very simple.
这里耶稣说。
Yeshua, yes. He said to them all.
他对众人说。
Jesus said to anyone who would listen.
耶稣对所有愿意听的人说。
If anyone would come after me.
若有人要跟从我。
He must deny himself.
就当舍己。
Take up his cross. Daily,
天天背起他的十字架
and follow me.
来跟从我。
That is the call to be Christ's disciple. Amen?
这就是能够称为主耶稣信徒的一个条件。
I love this because one, he invites all people.
我非常喜欢这一段，因为他是对所有人说的。
Secondly, he lets the person choose with their will and their mind whether they want to follow him or not.
而且他给每一个人有做决定的权利。
So he starts with our human nature.
所以他是从我们每个人的个性开始。
Brothers and sisters, I have seen people when they see this verse, deny yourself, their face changes.
当我看到有人读到这段经文说我们要舍己，他们的脸都变了。
They start thinking of all the things that they have to stop doing.
他觉得好像他要放弃他所做的一切事情。
And the face says, deny myself, and the face tells me what they're going to do.
所以当他们说要舍己，我就知道他们心里想的。
Let's try it this way.
让我们来变一个方向。
Identify one selfish way that you have, that I have, just one.Selfish.
让我们能够每个人检查自己，看有没有一个自私的毛病。
And ask the Lord to help you, help me with that one selfish way.
让神来帮助你，帮助我。
And kill it, or execute it, or stop it.
能够去掉，帮助我们去掉那一个自私的毛病。
Not just willpower.
不单单是用我们自己的力量。
See, because the next verse is take up your cross daily.
这里说是要每天都要背起自己的十字架。
And the cross is the symbol of the execution method.
我们知道十字架其实是一个处死的刑具。
So we know we depend on the Holy Spirit's power to take that one selfish way and keep killing it.
我们知道要除掉我们自私的毛病必须靠着圣灵。
And if we do that regularly,
如果我们经常这样做,
It is highly likely we will be freer to follow the Lord with less baggage.
那么我们的担子就会轻省，我们就更容易来跟随主。
So brothers, if we want to follow the Lord, we have to be willing to die to our selfish ways and our selfish agendas and our selfish habits.
背起自己十字架就是要放弃自我中心的做事方法、习惯和想法。
But not with just more willpower.
但是不是靠我们自己的力量。
Holy Spirit and the cross. Amen?
我们要靠圣灵和靠的十字架。
That's not a program.
那不是一个好像是一个功课。
That's a provision.
那个是个条件。
So following Jesus, we learn, is not following a set of rules and regulations.
跟随耶稣不是要跟随一套规条。
No matter how good they are,
不管那些规条看上去有多么好。
Following Jesus is not substituting anything that distracts us from loving Him directly.
跟随耶稣不是跟随那些能让我们分心的那些东西。
Duty.
比如说我们要做的事情。
Very good.
应该是有用的。
But we can substitute duty for Jesus. Amen?
但是我们不能够把我们要做的事情来取代耶稣。
Responsibilities.
我们的责任。
We can substitute being responsible for pleasing the Lord, for being with Him.
我们可以，我们如果要是把我们的责任来代替耶稣的话，就有问题。
Good deeds.
我们做的好事。
We can substitute good deeds sometimes for loving the Lord and spending time with Him.
我们可能有的时候好像是要去做好事。来不让我们与耶稣同在。
So brother, we know now from the scripture, it is obeying for an entire lifetime.
所以我们知道是要一辈子来顺服主。
Let me give you an example of a human being who did this.
我给大家举一个例子。
2 Timothy 4, 6 through 7.
在提摩太后书。
It's Paul, a human being, not sinless. Paul, a human being, says this in 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 7.
是保罗，他是一个人，他是这样写的。
I'll read it in English, and our brother will translate it into Chinese. He says, For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight.I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, Paul, but also to all who have longed for Jesus to appear again.So it is, it's his time of death, and he's looking forward to that because he has proven to be obedient for his whole life.
That's good. Yeah. 这里是说，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。然后保罗是希望，弟兄姐妹能够，按照标杆直跑，得到神的奖赏。
And we remember, of course, that when Jesus died, Luke 23, 46, he called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Jesus went, he obeyed all the way through to his last breath.
在路加福音二十三章里，写到耶稣最后用一个大声呼喊，神啊，我把我交在你的手里。然后他就断气了。
Amen. Very good. This is a human being who has chosen a long obedience to please God.
这些都是真正的人，他们用一生来顺服主。
Okay. Our third point, brothers and sisters, on your bulletin is obeying. I'm sorry. The last one, is loving God is the purest motive.
我们最后要学习的一点就是爱神实际上是顺服神最美的动机。
So here's the question. Why do we do what we do?
我们这里要问一个问题，我们每天做的事情到底是为什么？
Since God sees into human hearts, motives are important to him, very important to him.
因为神能鉴察人心，所以我们的动机就很重要。
People may fool other people by appearances.
人也许可以通过表面来欺骗别人。
But God is never fooled by appearances.
但是神不会因为人的外表所欺骗。
So motives are very important to God.
所以人的动机很重要。
And God taught his people his law with his commandments in Deuteronomy 6:5-6.
所以在生命记里六章神在教训以色列人。
And you remember what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
大家还能记住吗？那就是尽心、尽心、尽意来爱主你的神。
And then Jesus followed that, Matthew 22:38. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself, because all the law and the prophets hang on these two.
神在马太福音22章里继续说到，说爱神是最大的一个诫命，那么其次就是爱人如己。
So pure love always comes from God as a fruit of His Holy Spirit.
所以正纯的爱是圣灵的果子。
And we know how to love because God first loved us and showed us His love.
我们能爱是因为神先爱我们。
Okay, let me close with application time.
让我们现在来学习应用。
Yes. Jesus obeyed God perfectly and He can help us obey too.
耶稣完全的顺服神，他能帮助我们顺服。
We know that following Jesus can be very costly.
我们知道来跟随神、跟随主是要付代价的。
And it will involve personal sacrifices. Amen?
甚至要舍命。
And some of the people here who personally sacrifice do so behind the scenes. We don't see what they did, but they sacrificed.
我们知道很多人实际上付出很多，有的是在背后默默的工作。
And so Jesus as a human being but without sin,
我们知道耶稣是一个完完全全的人，但是没有罪。
He learned to obey moment by moment during his life.
他在一生中逐渐的学习顺服。
So Hebrews 5:8-10 gives us the deep insight into Jesus' obedient life.
希伯来书五章他讲到耶稣的生平。
Although he, Jesus, was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
So we learn from that Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered.
所以耶稣是因着所受的苦难学了顺服。
Sometimes we suffer because we're genuine followers of Jesus.
有的时候我们经历苦难是因为我们是主耶稣真实的信徒。
And we know we will suffer because the Bible teaches us that the world system hates and does not want God in their lives.
因为圣经告诉我们说，世界是恨我们的，因为我们的价值观和世界的价值观是对立的。
But sometimes we suffer because we're not sensitive to people.
有的时候我们经历苦难是因为我们对别人漠不关心。
And sometimes we suffer because we do not listen well to people.
有的时候我们经历苦难是因为我们不注意听取别人的意见。
And sometimes we suffer because we do not ask helpful questions to get to know people.
有的时候是因为我们不学习，不去 问正确的问题。
And sometimes we suffer because we choose words that are going to hurt people instead of help them.
有的时候我们经历苦难是因为我们说话不但没有帮助，而且会伤害，把事情弄糟。
Someone said sometimes we suffer because we're stupid.
有时候我听到有人说，我们时候经历苦难是因为我们自己很愚蠢。
But Jesus wasn't stupid, and he asked beautiful questions, and he didn't hate people, and his words were kind but direct.
我们知道主耶稣不是一个笨人，他也问的都是做的对事，然后问的都是对的问题，但是他还是经历苦难。
But he did not choose to escape from suffering as long as it was connected with God's will.
但是主耶稣没有选择逃避苦难，因为那是神的旨意。
So he can teach us obedience, especially in those times that we are suffering.
所以主耶稣可以教我们经历苦难。
So brothers and sisters, again, I wonder what book I'm going to read to my grandson next.
弟兄姐妹们，我在想下一本书要给我的孙子到底是读什么样的一本书。
I hope it's a book that has deep truths.
我希望是在真理上更深的一本书。
Deep truths like, hooray, I obeyed.
就像今天我们学习的，真棒啊，我顺服了。
And brothers and sisters,This is the deepest book you will ever read.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经是这个真理的一本书。
This is the word of God, sharper than any double-edged sword.
这是神的话，是比两刃的剑还要锋利。
Able to go in and examine our motives and attitudes.
它可以来检查我们的心怀意念。
This is not a book for people who are fearful of God.
这对于害怕神的人不是一本，不是给那些怕神的人。
This is the book that when we eat it regularly, it pleases God. This is our meat. This is our food.
这本书实际上是可以吃，是我们基督徒的粮食。
And when we eat this food,
当我们来吃这个生命的粮，
not only does it taste good,
不但它的味道很好，
but it will help us to obey.
它可以帮助我们来顺服。
May we be the people of God who can honestly say regularly, "Hooray, I obeyed."
我愿意我们每一个人，神的子民，经常可以说，真棒啊，我顺服神了。
Brothers and sisters, 谢谢你 for listening.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。